1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a Tuesday, May 30th. We have a very special event, a special month that's coming up with Huron Perth Public Health, along with the Cycle Stratford, teaming up for a very special day this Saturday to kick off a very special month. We're going to get all the details, especially if you love cycling. Joining us in studio with Huron Perth Public Health is Adrian Addis, along with Jeff Love with Cycle Stratford. So welcome and good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. We've got a very special month coming up, a celebration that's happening Saturday. Adrian, why don't you start things off and sort of set the tone? What's happening?
Well, June is Bike Month, and the City of Stratford's Active Transportation Advisory Committee, which Huron Perth Public Health is a part of, as well as Cycle Stratford, we are going to be hosting an event in Queen's Park on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday morning, June 3rd, up in Upper Queen's Park. We're going to close off the road that circles Queen's Park and have it open for residents to come and just cycle around for the morning.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Free of cars. Yeah. So it should be fun. We've got some items happening, like helmet fittings and bike registrations will be available there. You can get your photo taken with a police officer. We'll have some police officers biking around as well. We'll have some draws for prizes. So it should be a fun morning.
I think so. Let's get Jeff in on the conversation with Cycle Stratford. Jeff, obviously an event like this, not only a great partnership, but just a great idea.
Absolutely. Cycle Stratford, I was part of the original Active Transportation Advisory Committee, and it's a great committee, and especially having people like public health there as well. So we're Cycle Stratford, this is our 10th anniversary, and I must say over the last 10 years, we've seen a significant increase in interest and activity.
Yeah.
So we're really happy to be part of this. We'll probably do a ride around the lake with young kids, you know, something safe and easy. Everyone has to wear a helmet, obviously. And then we have a number of routes. If you look at our website, Cycle Stratford, we have routes both in town and out of town. We'll probably do one of our in-town routes for whoever shows up.
Okay, and the new maps are available, we should mention, too, with Cycle Stratford. Can you talk about those?
We've got very actively involved in tourism, cycling tourism, so work with Destination Stratford. Did a couple of years of doing tours. It was, to be honest with Jamie, too much work for us, but now it's passed over, somebody else is doing, which is great. But yeah, the website has a number of Destination Stratford has maps, head-out maps, but also online maps.
So there's, sure.
We've selected routes all across the county, the safer routes, the slower roads, that kind of stuff, so people can feel comfortable. We do rides twice a week. Every Sunday morning, we head out from Market Square, so someone wants to come for a ride. Come on along.
And we're encouraging people to cycle more, bicycle more. Downtown Stratford this coming Friday is encouraging another sort of car-free Fridays, if you will.
It's great to see. It's a great activity.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get Adrian back in on the conversation. Let's talk about the health benefits of certainly with Huron Perth Public Health and the health benefits, because I know this is quite a promotion now with Huron Perth Public Health.
Yes, physical activity is, I mean, it's always been a very important part of your physical health, but also your mental health. Again, everyone coming out of COVID, we've been doing a lot of sitting inside, and we've been, you know, stressed out, you know, so being physically active, it really has huge benefits for your physical and your mental health. And the average adult needs about 150 minutes of physical activity per week. That's about, if you break it up, almost 30 minutes per day kind of idea. So, I mean, biking is an easy win, right? You hop on your bike and take it to the store instead of walking, or to go visit that friend down the street, you know? So definitely lots of benefits physically, mentally, for the environment. It's a win.
And it's a great thing to do in the spring and summertime, for sure.
Right.
It's a safe city with lots of safe places to ride, you know? And again, the city's got another active transportation plan. I'm hoping this time they'll follow up with a great plan with some more investment in the system. We need more infrastructure for safe cycling.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we got Jeff with Cycle Stratford. Jeff, if they want to find out more information about your organization, Cycle Stratford, what's the best way to reach out?
Our website, Cycle Stratford, and there it is. So it's got all the routes and membership and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
It's 20th anniversary, so special year for us.
Yeah, so any more events coming up that you can let us know about?
Yeah. I'll be back, Jamie. I'll be back.
Fair enough. And we'll be here. Absolutely. Let's get to Adrian back in on. So if they want more information about Bike Month, this coming event for Saturday, what's the best place?
City of Stratford is posting on their social media today about the event details. Also, probably check your local newspaper. We just sent a media release out today, so there'll probably be some information coming up on that.
Perfect. All right, here on Perth Public Health, again, Bike Month for June, a celebration of cycling, and it's going to be a fun event coming up this Saturday at Upper Queen's Park in Stratford. Starts at 9 a.m. through to 11:30 a.m. Be a part of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Adrian Addis and Jeff Love, thanks so much for the details.
Thank you so much.